Oh, there we are. And we are live midnight with Robert Shaw, a little bumbling to start. And yes, we're here with Richard, and I'm Kyle, and we're going to talk about Kingsman, The Secret Service.
You know, 2015's off to a good start when you got a Matthew Vaughn movie in the front part of it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think the more I see his movies, the more I'm really liking this guy. I mean, this guy, so far, I don't think has really missed.
No.
On what I've seen. I like Layer Cake.
Yeah.
I like Stardust.
Uh-huh.
What else? Yeah, Kick-Ass after that, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, X-Men First Class.
Which I really enjoyed as well.
And now I got Kingsman.
Which I think is great. Also, and also they took, it's based on a Mark Miller book.
Which that means absolutely fuck all.
But I will say, though, that from what I've read, I haven't read the book, but from what I've read, it sounds like they took a mediocre book and made it into a much better movie.
Well, you said Mark Millar. So it's like
for the last
10 years, he's been making a living essentially taking log lines and turning them into very, very mediocre comics and then turning those comics into really good movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he used to do great stuff like Red Sun and he had like the Ultimates.
Yeah, Ultimates was great. Yeah,
and the Ultimate X-Men. And
X Men's really good. Yeah.
I think that was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
I mean, he's done some great books, and then all of a sudden, I think Old Man Logan was kind of the start where it was like it was good, but it kind of ended poorly, and then it just keeps going downhill. I mean, I love him.
I'd almost be an apologist for him because I get what he's doing. It's just another way to get another check for your shit.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, I'm sure he's probably tired of writing about Superman and Batman and superheroes. He probably just like, you know, make his own shit.
We make money,
get
too.
Get a check out of it, yeah.
Make real cash.
But I hear that the original comic was nowhere near the movie.
Just reading about it,
it's
more about capturing celebrities. That was a big part of it. And then the setup where he meets him. I think they're related in the comic.
Yes, his nephew.
Yeah. But the whole setup just isn't quite the same. And it just sounds like a lot of needless crap to kind of play some filler before they actually get the real meat and material.
Like my fair lady, bruv.
Well, this one strips it down, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, so it's got Colin Firth as a gentleman spy.
Who's perfect.
In every possible way.
He's just fantastic in this movie.
I think he's perfectly cast.
You forget how good Colin Firth is, because you're just like, oh, I've seen him in all those other movies, but you're just like, oh shit, this is a completely different character that he's playing.
And you said he worked out for 6 months?
He did like 80% of his own stunts, apparently. So.
Yeah.
Hey, that's quite not a bit. Too bad. Yeah.
But he's part of this independent organization, Kingsman, and he ends up, through some various machinations, he ends up meeting and recruiting the main character, this Eggsy.
Yeah.
I don't know his real name. Tara something or other.
Egerton.
Egerton, yeah.
I don't think he's related to the Egertons of Australia.
No, I don't think so either.
Egerton. But he's in a movie with Tom Hardy coming out.
Oh, really?
He's in that twin movie. About Tom Hardy plays the twins.
Is he really?
Britain. Yeah, he's in that
movie. Great, cool. Yeah, he's definitely someone to look out for because he was.
He's actually really good
in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played it effortlessly, I thought, this character. I mean, he was really able to just get into it from the very start. It wasn't like any build or he had to like reach for it. I mean, you really felt like he knew the character from the word go.
Because like it could easily have been like a really awful, like lower class character. Like it could be like follow those tropes. Where it's like, yeah, what's up, bruv? And like he'd be the tough kid that's not really tough, but like he pulls it off where he's likable.
That's the
difference. It's like he's not a street kid who's just like hates everybody for the sake of hating everybody. He actually has good reason.
No, he doesn't shop at Hot Topic.
He doesn't do
the usual typical goth stuff or whatever kind of emo crap.
His mom's getting beat up by like a local thug that he has to like deal with all the time.
Yeah, and I think that, and then having like a baby sister or whatever.
Yeah.
I think adds a lot of nice empathy for the character.
The pug too.
The pug is cute. Yeah, he gets a dog probably through the movie, but.
Yeah.
But, he becomes a...
shoot a fucking dog.
He becomes a spy and through some lot of training and...
But the final test is to kill the dog and he can't do it and then...
Yes. But, sorry, Ed. Sorry,
spoiler. It's the best part of the movie where he comes and goes, yes, and I got Mr. Pickles reminds me of it every day when I take a shit! And stuffed his... Colin Firth stuffed his dog. And he goes, you stuffed your dog, it's fucking sick, bruv. And he goes, he died 11 years afterwards of dysentery or something.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
That scene, though, when it... just the way that he comes into the door and they're pissed off and he goes, yes, and Mr. Pickles reminds me of it every day. And zooms in on the stuffed dog. Oh, God. That was good. That's the best joke in the movie, I think.
Oh, boy. But then... they're basically, the main thing is they're trying to figure out what Samuel Jackson is up to.
Yes.
And how to get rid of him.
Yes. And I'm glad it's Sam Jackson having fun. It's the first time I've seen Sam Jackson doing something that was entertaining, like, I don't know, since Jackie Brown. It's been a long time.
Actually, I will say it's a guilty pleasure movie.
Oh, yeah.
But I did like...
Oh, Snakes on a Plane.
No.
Oh,
okay. Lakeview Terrace.
Oh, God.
Like, I think he's like...
I'm crazy in that movie!
He's doing a lot of great scene chewing in that.
Is Patrick Wilson in that one?
Yeah. God. If you remember who he is.
Oh, he's in every shitty independent low-budget movie.
That's true. Like, but it's been a while
genre.
Though.
He's in all of genre movies, actually.
Yeah.
Patrick Wilson, he shows up in things, too. He manages to show up in Prometheus, which is so weird.
Well, regardless of Patrick Wilson, who's not in this movie.
No, maybe. I don't know. He might have been. Maybe he's a deleted scene. He was one of the kidnapped people that Valentine took.
Fingers crossed. But I think that this movie really earned its R rating.
Oh, yeah.
And it has a lot of fun, which I think is the key word. Is it has a lot of fun, and it always has a really great sense of self and identity.
A lot of fucks.
Yeah.
A lot of violence. Well, not even that the violence isn't that awful. It's not like... I think Kick-Ass was more violent.
Oh, I think so too, yeah.
This was more cartoony violent. It were like, you know, the heads blow up, but it's like fireworks. It's like colored smoke, which was so funny. It's just goofy. Kill that motherfucker! He killed all our friends!
I think
Sam
it's,
Jackson.
I think the whole thing is entertaining. Like I said, everyone is having a good time.
Yeah.
And it really shows on screen. Like, no one is upset to be there. No one's just cashing a check. Everyone there is
even Michael
blast.
Caine, who comes and turns into his Cockney self again at the end when he's dying. That was great.
Yeah, he's on there for about 5 minutes.
Hey, motherfucker! And he dies. Hey, you rotten bastard cockroach, motherfucker!
You blew the damn doors off!
Did you blow the bloody doors off? She was only 16 years old. She was 16 years old. She was only 16 years old. You got to come down to this level to talk like Michael Caine. All the brandies in the cigar have had the effect on Michael Caine. And his register is no like this. Master Wayne, I've had to bury more than one way today. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
There you go. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Michael Caine's in The Kingsman for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's in
just
it.
Like he's in it as long as Mark Hamill is.
Yeah,
and
pretty
they
much.
Both die.
But I was glad to see Mark Strong not playing a bad guy.
Yeah,
that was nice. I think he had fun as well. And they did a sequel. I imagine he'll be back.
Well, I was reading they want to do a sequel. Vaughn's like keen on making this a franchise.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like
it's kind of interesting. And he was talking about. One of the interviews said he wants to explore the American version of the Kingsman.
Yeah, I saw that,
so it'd be like a crossover, like they'd come to America or something. I was like, that'd be kind of fun. I just hope they keep the villains American, because the Bond villains are always international or British or something like that, so it's like, I kind of like the idea of the Americans being the bad guys in the Kingsman movies.
That'd be pretty good,
it's kind of funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I like the overall style of it. Again, I think Vaughn just knows how to have a good time. And I think his movies, I think, are the antithesis of all these other movies where they're all so dour and down and anti anything. It's just.
Well, he's a fan.
Yeah, I feel like.
He's a guy that makes movies, but he's also a fan of movies, which you don't see that anymore because everybody's just in it for the business. He's like, I'm going to make a movie, but I'm going to have like lots of little in jokes and winks and. You know, the aesthetics of what I grew up with watching, you're going to have that too in spades. And But I mean, nowadays most people are just like, yeah, just make it colorful, make it black leather or something like that. It's like, you know, they follow the aesthetics of what was ever popular the year before.
Yeah, I think his characters don't need therapists. They're not. Yeah, exactly. They're not moody enough where they're gonna kill themselves or kill someone else. Yeah.
The dark characters. Oh, so sick of that.
That's why I think that Fantastic Four movie, even though he's a producer, I think that it's only name only.
Yeah,
just to sell his brand.
Sure.
Because it doesn't seem very.
He wants to have a good relationship with Fox. Yeah. I think.
But let's. Move the, past that.
Good. Let's talk about the church scene.
Yeah. Oh, the church scene, yeah.
The best action scene of the year already. And it's going to be hard to beat this one. The one-take church scene, which I use air quotes. I don't think it was one take.
It's pretty obvious
because like, there's a scene where like he throws a body and it swipes the camera. So it's like, oh, there's a wipe. There's a cut right there. And that one part where he throws the guy's body into the into the altar and it just becomes a rag doll. Oh my god, it was great.
No, that was perfect. It's
super violent and super hilarious.
And the way he just continues to kill these people in like dreadful manner is just perfect.
They said in the IMDb trivia page he kills 79 people in the church.
Does he really?
Alone,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. Apparently, I kind of believe that.
I believe that too.
He's stabbing a lot of people in that scene.
But the reason he gets away with it is not only because he's sort of mind-fucked, but he's also, they're also a bunch of hate mongers, too.
In the church. Well, yeah, because the church is like a Nazi group, basically. Yeah. That's the idea.
Basically, yeah.
They're being investigated by the FBI and like a bunch of other criminal organizations trying to bust them. But they're just bad guys, which they established that early on.
But this is also a movie that really... pulls no punches with anybody. Everybody's
Obama fair game. Gets killed. Yeah, yeah.
Obama gets killed.
It's just, it's about elitism. Like, the elitists all get it at the end of the day, which is actually the best part. So, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. Everybody is fair game in this movie, and that's what I like about it.
But I would definitely recommend seeing this, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Do not miss this movie.
Go see it twice.
Oh, yeah. Make
it money. Go see it, like, three times. Have it be a $200 million movie, which I doubt it.
No.
It's domestic, but...
It won't get
I'd like to see 150.
Off. Yeah.
Could do 150. Depends on how well it does this weekend.
I think
it'll have strong legs.
But definitely go see it.
Go see it.
Yes.
And Make it so!
And then briefly, let's talk about 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, you saw 50 Shades
of Grey.
I did. By yourself.
Alone.
Without pants and a big coat.
Yes. I had no underwear on.
And you don't know what a butt plug is, but you know all about vaginal clips.
Yes, the main character, reading a contract, she wanted to know what a butt plug was, but she knew what genital clamps were, which to me makes no sense. She's also a lit major, which you think...
Reason she'd be a fucking freak in the sack.
Knowing the English language,
she's a lit major. All they do is read. She probably read, like, Marquis de Sade 25 times, getting ready for that lit paperwork.
Yeah, and they picked some of those most dull writers to ask if that's what got her interested in reading. It was like,
oh, in the movie?
Why did you get into like reading? Was like Bronte or like?
God,
you
know, they didn't even like.
Or they picked like just these like shitty names,
like random like, names from like Wikipedia, because that's probably
what the shitty writer
of the book did.
Yeah.
What are good writers? I don't know because I'm not one. So I'll just look it up. Google. What are good writers?
What is a good writer?
And then, yeah, it doesn't even pop up.
But no, I thought whatever her name was, Dakota Johnson.
Yes.
Or whatever, she's by far the best part of the movie.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. Everybody is kind of warming up to her. Like, she's going to be the big takeaway from this, but no one else is.
He's worse than cardboard in this movie.
Yeah,
he has no presence at all.
He looks like white bread.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, Christian Bale has more energy and more... he was more moody and more dark in something like Batman or like American Psycho.
Do you think if they got a bigger name for Christian Grey, it'd be a better movie? Or is it just, it's so bad, it's no one's going to fix this movie?
I feel like it's so bad, but I mean, who would you get anyway? I mean,
one would do it. They tried to get big names and they're just like, fuck that, this thing's garbage. Like, everybody knew it was shit.
Yeah, no, and he's
so they got this
terrible
guy. I don't even know who this guy is. Who they got?
He was on Once Upon a Time.
Ooh.
Yeah, I do know that.
Oh.
I
do know that. And he shows Shaft, you said.
A bit of Shaft. You see a little bit of Shaft. A little bit, yeah.
Like, erect Shaft? Or?
No, limp. Ooh. Limp.
How does that work?
He's, like, hanging off, and they, like, show, like, a little bit, like, a little, like,
bit. Oh, like, from behind?
No,
from
no.
From his taint?
No, but, like a shot where, like, he pulls on his pants, I think, or something. Oh. Like, just, like, a little bit.
Oh, so it's, like, a tease. Like, is she looking over his shoulder, and she turns around or something? Is that what it is?
Ooh, surprise!
She bites her lip for the 30th time.
Well, it's in the scene where they spend time naming each other's parts.
Oh, God, that's a scene?
No.
Okay, I believe it. I don't not doubt that that was in it.
I want to call that Mr. Hankey, and I want to call that... Anyway.
I call this my Daddy Johnson. She's talking about her giant taint.
But you do see a lot of her tit.
Yeah.
Which gets old pretty quick, but you do see it.
Well, she's kind of flatty, isn't she?
Yeah, she's pretty flat-chested.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. It could be a boy. It could be 50 Shades of Boy.
And I thought all the sex scenes were pretty dull. They weren't shot in any interesting ways. Each one was the same as before, so it's not really? Like you see anything. Yeah. It feels different, you know? It's all just the same.
It ain't no Last Tango in Paris where Dakota Johnson says, "Get the butter and stick your finger up my butt."
No.
Like Marlon Brando?
That I think, is more of a unique approach to sex in this movie takes.
Yeah, the list is pretty boring. Yeah. It's just like, who cares? Like,
I watched a few times.
And I love the fact that everyone that I talked to about this movie is like, shit, if I want to see something erotic, I'll just go watch porn. Like, I'll go
on the internet and watch. Porn is so much better than this.
I'll watch it for free and, you know, instantaneous, and there's choices. Like, it's not one thing.
Yeah, this story is dull, and he comes across more as a stalker than anything else. He's a real creep, but somehow she's attracted to that.
I'm Christian Grey. I'm going to watch you change and eat and go to the bathroom and wipe yourself.
Well, and this is true. This is what happens later from what I've been able to...
He watches her take a shit?
Or to surmise on Wikipedia. No, like later in the series.
Oh, good.
There's three books.
Ugh.
But what happens is, see... He's abusing her in this BDSM relationship because she looks like his dead crack addict prostitute mother.
So he's adopted.
Yeah.
Which is why he's rich.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is getting worse all the time.
So that's why he's beating her to bring out his like emotions or whatever.
So in the last book he kills her. He takes the final step. And, cuts off her head, puts in the freezer.
Because ultimately it's him... and her or something in this battle against his evil brother, who was, like, from his prostitute mother.
What?
Yeah.
Is the brother in this movie?
No, he comes up in the second and third books.
What the fuck?
And he has the worst name. It's so obvious.
Is it Black? Is
no.
Is it Black?
It's better Black than that. Heart. Better than that.
Heart of Stone.
It's Stone. Jack Hyde.
Oh,
H-Y-D-E.
My God. Yeah. She is... Oh, God. Somebody... choke this one with her dollars.
Yes.
She's made hundreds of millions of dollars making shit.
It's just the worst.
Like, garbage. Like, absolute the worst garbage you can possibly write.
And this is from the books, too. And this is...
Oh, I don't doubt it.
It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get better.
Oh, fuck. Well, then I think that's how you're going to save this franchise. You cast Mr. Hyde as, like, a famous person, like a good actor... Give him lots of money because it'll make... Well, actually, probably won't make lots of money. But everything now is gravy.
Oh, really?
They could really make... The next movie they could make for $5 million and it will be fine.
Yeah.
As long as they keep the costs down. But give Dakota Johnson like 10% of the cut.
Oh, sure. She deserves
let
it.
Let her get that. And then
she's the only good part
Jamie
of the movie.
Jamie Dormer, Mayor,
close,
whatever
his name whatever, is. Yeah, close enough. Who cares?
Give him like an extra million because he's never going to work it again.
Poor guy.
So, I mean, just... Yeah,
he's got all
let him set up his 401k. Let him buy some property. Let him retire. Let him go away. He could be Mr. Gray and Shame and live in Indiana.
He'll do a real porn.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, he'll do real porn.
And then he'll be snuff porn.
Yeah.
Because he'll be so shamed, he'll want to commit suicide.
He'll do porn with that guy from, that was an 80s vampire movie? Fright Night.
Oh, yeah.
From,
yeah.
The Ed guy, Evil Ed.
Yes, Evil Ed.
He'll do porn with him.
Not the guy, the guy from Christmas Story.
No.
Not him. He did porn, too.
Did he really? Which one?
Oh, yeah. The kid actor.
But which one, then?
He was the toy. He was in the toy with Richard Pryor.
I forgot his name. Who was he in Christmas Story, though?
He was Flick.
Put his tongue on the chef. Yeah, okay.
I don't think he did gay for pay. I think he's all straight.
Oh, okay. All right.
He don't mess with that. He knows the tricks.
I should watch those.
No. '80s porn. No, God, no. Why would you waste your time with that?
Well, you want to waste your time at the bar?
Yes. Let's go drink to the memory of Jamie Dorman's career.
All right, sounds good.
Whatever his name is, and Mr. Hyde.